Start your day the Torahway, Northwest London, Friday, 3rd of Av, 21st of July, Rabbi Yitzchok Menachem Blau, Shlita, Eile Hadavorim. This week's Torahway has been sponsored by Nishmas Moraz Martel Bas Reb Meir Rafael Oleh HaSholem on her second yard site last Sunday.
This week's parsha, we start Eile HaDvorim. Eile HaDvorim, these are the Dvorim Asher Diber Moshe, where Moshe spoke Kol Yisrael. Now we're starting a new Sefer, starting the Mishneh Torah. Be'etzem Siyum HaTorah was last week, because the Torah itself has four Svarim, as we see in Tosis, the beginning of Masechta Gittin. Sorry, and as an appendix, so to say, to the Torah is Mishnah Torah, what Moshe Rabbeinu himself wrote in. And this is Eile HaDvarim. Now Moshe Rabbeinu starts Sefer Dvarim, he says Eile HaDvarim, Moshe Diva Moshe Rabbeinu Yisrael, and he starts giving all those seats of hints on places, Bamidbo, Ba'arobo, and as he goes on, he explains. And it's interesting to notice, then he says, Vahi Baboim Shona, then again it says, Dibe Moshe, El Bnei Yisrael. Interesting, because he says, El Kol Yisrael, and he says El Bnei Yisrael, and he told him now Achri HaKoisoi, so it's like splitting up into another part. And then a third time it says Be'eda HaYadin in Eretz Moav. Again, Hoil Moshe Be'er Es HaTorah Zois Leimoi, and again it's telling them Be'er Hashem Lekinu Dibaleinu Rav Lachem Sheves Boharazeh Pnu Usu Lachem Uvoi HaMeroy HaMeroy, etc. Move along. So it seems like in the Psukim that it's repetitive. He's saying three times. He said, you should have said everything. In the Harar, and it was the 40th year, and it was Achri HaKoisoi, and over there he started telling them, and we see it goes again. It's Eile HaDvorim, and we see the difference. Eile HaDvorim Shadibe Moshe El Kol Yisroel. And then we see it says, he spoke to Bnei Yisroel with Roshon Tzivui. Asher Tzivo, and then he starts saying Moshe was Leimoy Abiyu. So he was Mevayr, he was Mitzava, he was Diber. I mean, we know in Lashon HaKodesh there's no words that are superfluous. Words are, there's no acronym, synonyms, I'm sorry, acronyms there would be. There's no synonyms in Lashon HaKodesh. Every word has its specific special meaning. And the Gaon from Vilna talks about it, the Malbim talk about many of these words. It's Nishtar Zazach, actually. So if there was Diber, then it wasn't Tzibo. And if it wasn't Tzibo, it was Ber. Why do we have these different expressions of Dvorim, Asher Diber, Asher Tzibo? What are these expressions over here? So Lemaisa, it's interesting to see, we see the Gemara, the Rashi says, Eile had Dvorim, Asher Diber Moshe. So Moshe spoke divrei toichochos. He gave them toichocha, he reprimanded them, rebuked them. In English, we do have double meanings. We have rebuked them, reprimanded them, and it's, as Rashi says, we learn out 10 things, a number of things we learn out that a person of dinei toichocha from Moshe Rabbeinu, it should not be elo somach lemisosoi. It shouldn't, there's certain din that we learn from over here, shouldn't be somach lemisosoi. For instance, somach lemisosoi. I once heard a story. Well, it's a moshel. It's like not these stories that I really like because it's talking about somebody. We don't find chazal, but it's a story that somebody was once nifter. Somebody once in Tishon Groyser, nothing special, and he was nifter, and he came to Dinner Shomayim. And as he came to Dinner Shomayim, they judged him, and he says, straight to Gan Eden. So I said, wow, this is amazing, straight to Gan Eden. He goes out. I guess there's some sort of elevators going up. Lifts, as they're called here in England, and there's some going down, and he goes over there and he says, you know, he's nothing special, nothing special. And he said, okay, he's going up. So the person over there tells him, the one in charge, I guess, tells him, why? What is so special about you that you managed to go to Gan Eden? He says, I don't know. Nishan Groyser Talmud Chacham, a very normal, regular guy. You're like, so Epis, something happened. You know, oh yeah, he remembers something. What happened? So I was driving my car down the street, and as I come along, I see these two Scotsmen, big, fat guys, and they have these bicycles, these big bikes, sitting, and they're standing by the yeshiva bocha. A little 15-year-old yeshiva bocha there, and these two guys, big guys, fat guys, are starting to want to bully him. I'm not going to be racist, I'm not going to say anything about who those were, but there were people over there. your own imagination, it's in your own. So I was so angry starting up with this book. So I got out of my car, ran up to him, and I said, Yingele loif, run away. And I went to this big guy, and he had like a cuckoo in the back of his head, and I grabbed him by the cuckoo, and I said, hey, you leave him alone. You want to start up? You start up with me. He says, wow, that was amazing. So when did this happen? So about 2 minutes ago. So don't give the Yichocha Elo Somach Lemisa. Somach Lemisa, I think that might be the reason. Ela had Dvorim, because he said Dvorim like a Dvoiro, like a bee. A bee stings, it dies. So you do not give. But the question is, you don't give Elo Somach Lemisa. We see it says Hoicheach. And the Gemara Bava Metzia says, "Hoychiach dichiach afilu meya pa'amim." Afilu meya pa'amim. So why does it say elam somach lemisah? So Rashi says the reason why it's not elam somach lemisah is because you shouldn't be mechiach lechoyz mechiach. You tell him again and again and again and again. You shouldn't need to say it again and again. So just say it once. So, but the question is, yes, hoychiach dichiach lemisah. We learn out even meya pa'amim hoshet teshivim hoshet techiach ozev tazoiv. It's one of those that says twice. So why can't we learn? But the emes is there are two sorts of echocha. The echocha that the Gemara Pesach is talking about kashas k'toshim hoychiach techiach es amisecho is referring to loisisa olav chet b'shas a person is doing an avira. The while he is doing the avira, yes, tell him again and again and again and again. Keep on till he stops doing the avira. We're not talking here about somebody doing an avira. We're talking about he is leman yetzave es bonov arav. He's setting up a way how to live. So this echocha is, I'm going on, somach lemisa, before I move along, before that, I'm going to give you some way how to act, how to. So this teichocha is not b'shas avira. And Yisroel was not doing avira. Now he said, "I've got to teach you somach lemisa." So he is telling them somach lemisa. We see also it's interesting. Somach, he says it was somach lemisa. It was close to his dying. Why somach lemisa? Could be as well when you say teichocha, you want the other person to accept what you say. And people naturally, as Gemara says, I wonder, is there anybody nowadays who could live Teichocha? Because if you tell somebody that he should till take kisam mi ben shenecho, you have a splint in your teeth, he will tell you, well, you have a beam, tul koiro mi ben shenecho. Is there anybody who can give Teichocha? Timihani, the Gemara's time, not talking about nowadays, but we're talking about back in the day, in the Gemara's time, the time, Timihani. So I once heard a vod from my father, Zechron Lebrocha. Some of you might remember him, Zechron Rabban Tzion Bloy Zatzal. He once said he buys Shabbos at Godel Drosh, by Shabbos Shuvah Drosh, which says, how can I give Musa? He says, the only thing is, if we give Musa, we include ourselves. So I'm telling you, understand the situation. So he said the pshat, he said, and now say, Nach Peso de Rochenu, let us search our ways together, the Nach Koira, then we can put the Koira on the side. It could be Nach Koira, if it's Nach Pesod Derochenu together. But here we're talking about, I think though, if we think what is the main purpose of Teichocha, is not for the past, it's for the future. And it's interesting, Rashi Kehelet says, Teichocha is Sefer Dvorim Teichocha. Where is the Teichocha in Sefer Dvorim? So Rashi says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot. That's all the way at the end. Because Teichocha here is not talking about now, reprimanding a person, rebuking him what he's doing now. It's for the future, how you act. So if we're talking about somebody acting in the future, person saying, it's something like me, I'm about to die. I have no future. That's almost going to be, I'm going to be in the past tense, whatever. I'm going to go. So that's why, if you want to give Musa, especially we're talking about a Musa, which is Somach Lemisa, that would make sense, because it can't tell him, Tul Koiro Mi Bein Enecho, because it's not. It's about your future, the other person's future, not for himself. Could also be that would be the reason of, so the question is also, how did he know it was Somach Lemisa? So Rashi says he learns from Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu told his son Somach Lemisa, so he would also do it. But Yaakov Avinu knew he was going to get sick, because Yaakov Avinu invented illness, as the Gemara says, Mometzia. He told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I want to be ill, sick, before he dies. Moshe Rabbeinu was loy nos leichoy. He was fresh till the last day. So how did he know he's about to pass on? How did he know when is Samach Lemisah? But could be, the Pasuk says it was Ba'achat os Ba'ashtu os Chodesh Ba'achat Chodesh. It was 36, 37 days before it was Nifta. Zoya says that a person, the Rochaim brings a Zoya, that a person before he's Nifta, the Rochaim brings a whole story, Rabbi Yitzchok, that a person 40 days, well, there's a steer one place, there's 40 days or 30 days before a person's Nifta, there's Mistarek. Everybody says a Tzel, the one you can see on the Shana Rabba, or the shed, the Tzel Sheva Tzel. There's a person has a Tzel, and 40 days before a person's Nifta, it goes away from him. So the person sees him, the Zoya says, Rabbi Yitzchok saw his tzel went away from him, so he said, oh, he's going to pass along in the next 40 days. So if Rabbi Yitzchok saw it, so surely Moshe Rabbeinu saw it. So if he saw it, he said, oh, I'm about to pass along, it's about time to give Musa. But the question is, so if you count from Ashdos HaChodesh till Zayin Adar, it's 37 days, not 40. But the question is, when does a person see that he's about to pass on? How can you see his tzel isn't there? The Gemara gives two mashalim, or in his dreams when he's sleeping and the neshama goes to the shemaim, he feels in his neshama goes to the shemaim. The Gemara says you can go 3 days without sleeping. I imagine if you could go, Moshe Rabbeinu was Moshe Rabbeinu, he was the world's master. So 3 days he went without sleeping. But after 3 days he went to sleep. So from day 40, 39, 38, he didn't sleep. So he never saw in his dreams that his neshama went away. Day 37, he slept. Oh, my neshama's passing on. Okay, now's the time. So it could be that would be the cheshbon of the 38 days. He knew it was samach, the Misa, to give the Musa. We learn another nekuda of Musa, of giving tichocha. It says, a person should give tichocha. I was just thinking about how do we see in this parasha tichocha? How do we see? So it's interesting, as we said before, there's different ways of expressing oneself in Lashon HaKodesh. There's dibul, there's amira. The Gemara says in Marcus, you don't from the base. Dibur is kosher, tough, hard. Give it as it is. You say, how do you say in Yiddish? Mit bakzeina, mezot, what this is. And then there's amira. Amira rake, softly, easy, nice and easy. Kosoima le base yakoi. Yetze ishe vetinoi. You're going to speak nicely. Yemin mekarev, small doiche. It's amira, amira rake. There's two ways of expressing yourself. So, it should be, if you look at the passage, Eil ha-dvorim ha-shadibah Moshe, and he said, Dibu, kosher, dvorim koshim. But then it says later in the passage, Vo'oimar aleichem. I think that's the biggest tichocha. If I'm telling you, excuse me, I have to speak to you like I speak to seminary girls. That's not a compliment. If it has to be Vo'oimar aleichem, Velecho, Einecho, Tichocho, Doilo, Misu. As Rambam says, Amir is for, so to say, the feeble-minded, Chalushi ha-seichel, shvacha menschen, tinoi, kinderlach. So I think that would be the tichoch of here, if it's a need, vo'oim aleichem, oh my goodness, vo'oim aleichem, that is, I personally would take that as a big tichoch. You can tell it to me straight, dibu, das ist ein Mensch, a gibu, you can take it. And if they treat him with gloves, now with it. So I think that itself would be, eilucho tichoch, doilo mizu. I hope anybody didn't get offended, but that is the Amira Rake. No, that was only me, a small bit here. But I would imagine, there's another nakuda here of Amira Bo'oimar Aleichem. It's interesting, one thing of Tichocha. We see giving Tichocha is one thing, but always it's only being, giving a person, as Moshe Rabbeinu said, Ba'arova Molusuf. That's only by Ramach HaBiru. But when it talks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to daven, will has to always daven, with Melamed Zchus. We learn it from Gideon. Gideon was Melamed Zchus. Gideon, his father was Eved Avodah Zarah. He had one Zchus. He said, Am Yisrael, Am Akai Mitzvah. This is your Am. So when we talk to the people, you can say it as it is, but we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, always be Melamed Zchus. Always be. And so clap HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't lie. He knows if people not doing good, he knows it. He does not like people saying Dil Toroin, bad things about his favorite nation. So for the person himself, you've got to be schus, you've got to tell him how it is. But to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one talks and it says Amram Tzchus. I think this word Amira itself has both of them. When I tell a person, I have to say Amira to you, you're being childish, you're being feeble-minded, he will take the offense. But if we talk to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and he say, Rabbani Shlomo, Am Yisrael, what do you want from them? They have it so difficult. I heard once a story from the Rishina, that somebody, there's a Yid who wrote a very interesting biography of himself, an autobiography 200 years ago, and think it's called Toiras Rafael. And then he came to Shul, and right over there, he was a chassid, the original chassid, and he once went to see the original, and he climbed over the wall, and he saw the original Rebbe walking up and down, and he said, the original Rebbe says, look at you, the saint, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, look at your kinderlach. They're so simple, they're so plain, they don't know, please have rachmanas on them. He said, he was melamed schos on Am Yisrael. And I was thinking, maybe that's pshat, what we say in the kines, also by night, also by day. Hachoyim el al dal, HaKadosh Baruch Hu has pity on the dal, on the poor people. Chamoy el al daluso, al tiktsoif ad mo'oid, u're'ei shifluson. I'm saying, al tiktsoif, Rabbi Shem, don't get angry, like on a tzadik. Re'ei b'shifluson, Am Yisrael alo, Am Yisrael, they're nebach, they're in goles, they have it so difficult. And so I think that would be the same word of Amira. Amira, Rabbi Shem, I am telling you, the person, Amira, Raka, and to Rabbi Shem, Amira, Rabbi Shem, look at them, it's so hard for them, it's so difficult in the goles. And it's interesting to know, the Reb Sadia Gaon has a sefer called Tafsir. The Tafsir is his Arabic translation to Tanakh. And on the Pasuk in Tehillim, Arboim Shono Okut Bedoyer, so he teaches, I mean, this, if anybody knows Arabic, Al Ekstraha Jabel Bahir. He said, that means he needed to treat them, Al Ba'jil, to treat them as a child. Okut Bedoyer, Arboim Shono, 40 years, Okut, Il Ekstrach means he needed, Al Ba'jil, like a child. That means HaKadosh Baruch Hu treats them like children. So I think Kot, he says Okut, like a cotton. He says, Rabbanish, and he accepted because HaKadosh Baruch Hu listens to the Tain of Tzadikim. So if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Moshe Rabbeinu said, Oim Aleichem, treat them like children. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu treated us like children. And I think it's, and maybe also the word Ktoto, fighting, because people who are fighting are really childish. So it's cotton, Lashon Kot, Ktoto, Okut. But there is a good, the same thing. So, and Achlama, the taich of sometimes, so when we ram it to each other, we could be, or the person who's appropriate to give the Musa, to give the Techocha, will give a certain way. But always, klapa the Rabbeinu Shlonim, we are always melamed sus. Rabbeinu Shlonim, please, re'ei b'shufusa. So let's get back to where we are, parasha over here. And the Ramban in his Akdoma to the parasha over here says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to Mevad the Torah, and Moshe Rabbeinu gives first Techocha. Why is it Techocha first? You want to teach us Torah? Teach us Torah. So there is a machlokes, what the Dvorim is. Rashi says the Dvorim are the Divrei Techocha, whereas Ramban says the Techocha is the mitzvahs. Could be, I think, the mitzvahs itself would be the Techocha, because Ramban merked on that there's no, all the mitzvahs are repeated in this thing. There's nothing from Sefer Vayikra, from Torah's Kahn. Zuchta Vavos nicht. Because Kahn is reasoning. Kalim is Rizimim, there's only, so you didn't have to repeat to them. I think that itself would be, if I have to say again the mitzvahs, I'm giving Musa. Because we know, Pinchas ben Yoyi says, the Gemara brings down the Masechta Avodah Zarah, he says that Torah brings to Zrizu, Zahirus, Zahirus brings to Zrizus. If I tell a person, oh, I have to repeat it, you're not a Zoris, that means, oh, what's wrong with my Zahirus, I'm going to give you Torah, that means, oh my goodness, you don't have Torah, you go and learn some Masechta Yisrael. Which is Zahirus, you need the Torah to bring Zahirus, to bring the Zerizus. So the thing that I have to repeat the mitzvahs to the Kahanim I don't need, and to the Yisroel we need, that's a simon that we are missing Zerizus, that means we do need some sort of Musa. So what is the idea of Musa? Why give Musa what Techocha? That we should do tshuva. That we should fix our ways. As the Pasuk says, Umoide v'oizev Yerucham. Now that is the Shara Tshuva, brings in Shara Aleph, that we have a Moide v'Oizev Yerucham. He brings in the beginning the three levels of Tshuva. And he says that the person needs a Moide v'Oizev Yerucham, Ois Yutes in Shara Aleph, Pirush, Avapid, you need three things for Tshuva, Charote, Vidui, and Azivas Achet. Charote and Vidui, and he only says two, are included in Moide. Moide means charot and vidui, and oizav means as yivas achet. So I would say that we need three things in order to tshuva, to give techocha. You need three things. You need to give techocha, you need to tell them to be moide, which is charote as vidui, and then you would need also as yivas achet. If Moshe Rabbeinu was over here coming, giving techocha for the move for Am Yisrael in a nice way before he passed on, so I would say he knew the Rabbeinu Yonah. He knew the Pasuk Moide v'Oizav should be Yerucham, so now he's giving over the Musa, and I think that would be the three stages. First is Moide, have Charota. How does a person have Charota? A person has Charota when he realizes, oh my goodness, what did I do? Because if you don't feel he did anything bad, he did something wrong. Then we have a charota. So first he told him, he told him to have charota. You have to have the first level of charota. Al kol Yisrael, ve'evar yadin b'midbar, all those things you do, remember what you did. Now, he says that moida includes two things. Moida includes charota and vidu. How could it include two? So I can bring from the davening, we say every day, davening three times a day, Shabbos four times a day. We have brichas moidim hoidoa, moidim anachnu loch, shu'ato hu asher lekenu. Then we say, noida lecha. And the question is, why are we repeating ourselves? We just said, moidim anachnu loch. We say, noida lecha. I just said, moidim, I thank you, noida lecha. So there are kama pshotim, basically two. The Rishonim, Tosef, Rabbeinu Balei HaTosef says, moidim is the Roshon of mishtachave. We bow down to you, and we say moedim, because moedim is a halikamachi 100, mea brochas. But there is a pirush, iun tefillah. It's printed in Saint Siddur Oitzah HaTfilis. Oitzah HaTfilis is printed in 1928 in Vilna. Beautiful pirush. I think most pirushim on Siddur nowadays are taken from this Siddur Oitzah HaTfilis, most probably. And he is based on Yabu Drom, based on many Swan, the Rishonim, but he is the basic sefer. He says moedim, or moedim al-achlo, he talks about, is a Roshon of. It's an expression of, how would you say, moide b'mitzas. Or moide could be also to, I would say the word in English, I would say to acknowledge. Moide b'mitzas, moide b'taina. He brings a list of a few things what we see that are called moide, we call the called moide, because I would say that, let me see if I remember what the list of moide is. He brings that hodoa could be included a few things. Sh'on moidim b'loi koifrim. Moid elu ve'elu moidim shi'achloiku yabai benalas chacham. So moidim would be an expression of acknowledging. So first we say moidim anachloch. We acknowledge, we recognize, we're maskim, we agree that shu'atu hu Hashem lekin. And then I guess that's what he explains. And I would guess then the second moid there would be noid lecho. We are praising, we're thanking you. So moid has two meanings. Moid means also to acknowledge and also means to praise Hashem. The same basic idea would be also in charota. Charota comes from acknowledging something. If you recognize, you acknowledge, you're moida, you're not koifa, then you come to real charota, because you know. And then vidui, as Rashi in the Masechta Yumad Aflamad Vov explains, vidui is also a lotion for moida. Tosafos disagrees, but vidui, like vidui mais, is also a lotion of moida. So the two expressions of moida we do find also in davening, and also we find it in regarding. So I said the first moida of Moshe Rabbeinu here, the first level is moida, is charota. The second stage would be sevidu. So I think that would be a sitting. Moshe al bnei Yisrael, because the first one is al kol Yisrael. That means told everybody, everybody should be here. The first thing to acknowledge, don't blame anybody else. Even though nowadays it might be in style, it might be not proper. You blame somebody else. You know, who cares about Shechivah Onish? It's your father's fault, your mother's fault, your grandfather's fault, your teacher. Who knows whose fault it is? No. First thing is, don't blame anybody else. Be responsible for your own actions and your home deeds. It's not so popular nowadays, but now that should be the truth. Because if you blame anybody, and that's Moshe Kol Yisrael, who's here? Now, when he's coming to tell mitzvahs, is El Bnei Yisrael. The Rambam paskens, vidui. There's no mitzvah of tshuva, according to the Rambam. The Rambam's mitzvah is when a person has a mitzvah to being vada, when his mitzvah has to do tshuva. But this mitzvah is a vidui. And the Rambam says, a mitzvah lihisvadois. It's a mitzvah. Mitzvah is only Bnei Yisrael. So the second part of here was talking, he spoke to Bnei Yisrael, and he said, Achre tzivo Hashem. It's a mitzvah. And then he mentions, Achre hakoisoi. Why? Interesting to note, the author Rambam in the beginning of Hilchos Tshuva says, there's one mitzvah in Hilchos Tshuva to be mitzvah, lifnei Hashem. And Rambam Malacha Aleph writes, person should be mitzvah, he should be mitzvah, lifnei hokei lizborach. That's a mitzvah, when you're mitzvah, in front of Hashem. I don't know, maybe as Rambam says, a person should do tshuva, atche yo'id olov yodea talumois, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the secrets, so it has to be lifnei Hashem. Now, what does lifnei Hashem mean? Sometimes lifnei Hashem means in front of the Beis HaMikdash, it could be in Kodesh HaKadoshim, it could be Yerushalayim, which sukkah you were talking about. So what could be lifnei Hashem? And we have lifnei Hashem nowadays as well. I think Kimavur in Nefesh HaChaim, Hashem is his hanhoga, the way he runs the world. So we have a mitzvah, the way we recognize, see Hashem, his power, his, how we see HaKadosh Baruch Hu's existence in the world, if it's from the macro to the micro, to the macro being the whole world, you see the whole world from Su'u Einechem Moroim Uru'u Mi Bore'ele. or the micro, a person should, in himself, he could see Hashem Yisbaruch, as they say, from the eye, from the muscles, from a person's being. So he could say, oh, Su'a Nechem Moroim, or Mibisori, from myself, Ech Zelekim. Either way, recognize HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Moshe is telling him, you have to live for Hashem. And he's talking to this generation, who just the second generation of the Midbar. He tells him, okay, you know HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You saw Acheri HaKoysoi. You saw how he beat up Sichon and Oig. You recognize them. That is your Lifnei Hashem. So now he's talking about the Vidui, and Vidui Dr. Zayin, Lifnei Hashem. So he's telling them, Ashutzivo, Lifnei Hashem. And the third part that we're coming down to is, now he's telling Be'eras HaTerazois, Azivas Hachet. As we said, the Moide Oizav, Yerucham. So we have a Moide, he has Moide, he has Charotah, he says Vidui, because again, the Toichacha, as we said, is for a purpose, for the future, and it's Azivas Hachet. Now, Azivas Hachet, he says, used to be in the Sefer Torah, we don't have it, but the Rambam brings it, they used to have a double pay some places. The Rambam brings it, it's brought down, quoted in the Torah, Simon, Ein Reishen Yerodea. And interesting to know, the Balaturim says that pay from a pnu is su'ulachem, is a double pay. Like they had kfulos. We don't make it now. It's not our milling nowadays to make it. If you do have old Sefer Torah, you might notice it. The Rambam brings it down. So the Balaturim said the pnei, the pay of a double pay, zokta is pay kfulon, is lifnois mikol maisim horoi. So I think this is Aziva Sachet. Now Aziva Sachet himself has two things. Because Aziva Sachet is, first off, stop doing it. As the Rambam says, and Rabbi Yoni brings down, a person who has charota and vidui and doesn't have the aziv zachet is ketoivel v'sheretz b'yodoi. It's like, as he said before, he's talking without taking a shower of the averus first. First you've got to clean yourself, and then you can bring the tire on yourself as well. So toivel v'sheretz b'yodoi, get rid of it. So aziv zachet, the first stages of aziv zachet is leave it alone. Drop the avera. It's also why, so it's also Rabbeinu Yona talks about, a person has to have geiger. Person should worry. So worry, as Rabbi Yonah says, worry doesn't about past. We don't leave the past alone. Forget it. Don't be tied down in the past. Move along. You should worry not to do avera. And you see also, the Hemshech HaPosuk is, Moide Oizei V'Rucham, Asher Odom Mefache Tomit, and we shouldn't be Yipol Barov, like the Beis HaMidosh, the story of the Chum. A person should worry for the future not to do averus. Don't worry what you did. We can have harota. There's no guilt feelings, and there's no worrying about what we did. The worry should be about, oh my goodness, something happened. I've got to stay away from certain actions, certain xeris, not to be nichshal again. But the worry is about the future, to move along and worry about the future, not about the past. So ziva sachet means leave the avera, don't do it, and then just leave it. Forget about it, you know, move along, you know. But stop getting so tied up in yourself. And I think that's what he's telling him. Bir lehem, he explained to him, let's do aziv zachet. He says, Rav lecham sheves b'horazeh. Enough sitting, you did it already. Now, pnu, bimafane, usu, move along, you're going to have to show. Be careful, watch yourself, daiga, but only for the future. Don't get tied down in the past, because some people get so involved, so tangled up in that. No, the lachon, richtig, one has to have averus, one has to have charota and daiga, two different things. And as the Gemara that we said, daiga balev ish, says a posik, yashcheno, means bend it down. And Chazal tell us, oh, yasicheno mi daltoi, or yasicheno lachen, because we know every posik is a kri nexiv. A shin, there's no such thing as a letter sin. There's no such thing. We have 22 letter aleph base. But the shin, since it's the same oisis as shinayim, shin and samach are interchangeable. So a letter that's written with a shin, a red is a sin, is a kri and ksiv. So it's written, the ksiv is yashcheno, and the ksiv, and the kri is yasicheno. And the Gaon explains every kri and ksiv, the main idea is the ksiv, but how to do it lemaisa is the kri. So yashcheno, how do we get over any daiga? Yashcheno, how? Yasicheno midatoi. Speak it over with somebody, get it out of it, but then pnu usu lochem. And I think that would be the Ele hadvorim. Hadvorim is gematria 3 as gemara dashon. So we have the three things. The three things would be charota, which would be have charota, vidui, and aziv esachet, and b'siyata l'shmai. We'll take that message over and we'll move along. Pnu usulachem, and be'ez Hashem, we should be able to come to Hara Muri v'al kol shchinov b'vias goyot tzedek b'mheiro v'yameinu. Amen.